docks. Falmouth's dark old heart beat strongly here, and it seemed an appropriate place for Lee Tyack, TV psychic, medium, bartender, and since October, Gideon Frayne's lover, to have made his home. He had a flat above the big marine chandlery, accessible only by this lane. The Christmas lights had made it down here too, but reflecting off the wet cobbles and the varnished paintwork of the chandlery's two huge ship's figureheads, staring eyes and startling bosoms, a different atmosphere prevailed. A mermaid's idea of Christmas, perhaps, ethereal and strange. Gideon stopped for a moment, resting one hand on a figurehead's tumble of carved curls. Yes, the lights were on in Lee's flat. Doubts assailed Gideon, a shoal of hungry fish. Lee's first formal visit to Gideon's home up in Bodmin, to visit his dog ostensibly, had been a success. His second and his third had gone so well that Gideon had had to invest in a new bed frame. A fourth, and he'd been anticipating roof repairs. But before that could happen, Lee had been called away to a conference in Holland. From there, he'd gone straight to London to take part in a TV series on paranormal investigation. He'd known he'd be back sometime early this week, and so Gideon had booked his leave. But Lee hadn't texted him to say he was home. It had been almost 6 weeks. If Gideon hadn't been a big, hard-headed